Well, when people go to these sites, usually the first thing they see is what they click on, or they copy and paste. And guess who was at the top of the list? Well, alphabetical order, lobby, unofficial, L-U-V, well, we're last on the list, and Lobby Girl was first. About this time was that they quit having meetings over there. So anyway, here we have the situation where Nicotine Anonymous World Services was referring people to a group that wasn't having meetings. Anyway, this kind of went on. But immediately following this, what happened was that there was a letter that was circulating among the board. And I'm not going to use the person's name, he was on the board. At that time, he was a chair-elect. And he said, well, you know, he said something like that about these online meetings. He said, well, you know, if they have to invite them in, I'm just not so sure that they have anything to do with conditions. Anyway, so I just happened to be copied to that letter, and it was kind of a footnote of all of this. And I found out at the time, and the board really thought that that's what this was about, was that people had to be invited in, and there was a whole conditions argument that we weren't even aware of. And this is part of the rest of the story. This is very important. You know, somewhere about this time, I ended up, when my mother passed, I ended up with a, I never was rich, but I had enough money that I could do things. And one of the things is that, I talked to Dan, and, we started communicating back and forth. And this was done, I guess about this time of year, they had a board meeting, and they put three groups. And again, they weren't live links because of the traditions issues. Now, okay, so here it is. We just come from Hutchinson. Okay, another thing that happened was, and this is kind of funny because a couple of people said, let's create a position for a liaison to World Services, because you're kind of doing that anyway, let's just make it official. Well, we went to the group conscience, and somebody forgot to tell Celeste. Celeste nominated Susie Kripke, and Susie Kripke became our liaison. You know, well, anyway, Susie quit, and I ended up with it later. But anyway, here's the deal. There, we did establish a liaison there. And I'm continuing to talk to Dan all this time. And anyway, when I found out what had happened there, you know, with that attitude to the board, I thought, well, I'll show up at the next general conference, and I did. Okay. Now after Hutchinson, Jenny had a thing in. North/South Carolina. The reason I say North/South Carolina, she lives in a town called TJK, I believe it was, which was actually in South Carolina, but right across the border from Charlotte. So anyway, here I'm going to Charlotte to Jenny's. Now, the one thing that happened in Charlotte was that, I got to meet Celeste. I got to meet Pam, people who, you know, haven't traveled far from their homes. So it was a beautiful time. We had a great time in Charlotte. Then I turned around and I went to the nicotine anonymous World Service Conference and I split for Long Island. Now JD showed up at that, and of course Gary was there too. And a funny thing happened when we got there. One of the things that we did before we set off was that there was a comment in some place, when are we going to show up? Dan said something like, well, I assume you guys don't want delegate status. I said, no. I said, listen, we do want delegate status. How can we work that out? Well, board got together and they decided they were going to do it just like they would face-to-face meetings. One delegate for every three meetings. And so now we have the ability to send delegates to World Services, and we have a formula for doing it. We get together, and J.D. and myself went. Gary was there, but he was representing his area in California. Okay, so here we are at the Nicotine Anonymous World Service thing. And I met the guy who was worried about us having to invite. And anyway, he was a fairly nice guy, I found out. Some of you will later on be able to figure out who this guy was. I went there, and a couple of things happened at this conference. First of all, Dan walks up to me and says, would you be interested in running for the board? And I replied, I just said, well, you know, I don't know how I would. You know, I can't afford airline tickets four times a year. He said, look, we take care of the tickets. When you're doing board meetings, we'll have you stay with members. You know, at the conferences, you pay for your hotel, blah, blah, blah. I hadn't thought about it, but the only thing I could do is chair, because I could chair a whole bunch of meetings and stuff. Chairing I could do. I can't do treasurer because I'm a lousy with, I'm dyslexic and don't know accounting all that well. And secretary, I'm dyslexic, man, you don't want me as secretary. But the only thing I could do is chair. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, Gary nominated me as chair to fill the chair-elect position at the conference in Ronkonkoma in Iceland. And I apparently ended up losing by one vote. Now, the nice thing about that was that it was a damn good thing that I did lose by one vote, too. Because while this thing was going on, you know, the voting took about half an hour. You know, when I and the other person stepped out of the room. One other person was a gal named Jan from she was an old timer and all this sort of stuff. And we got to talking out in the hall. And we said, well, you know, whoever wins this thing, you know, we're going to get a twofer. You know, she helped me or I helped her and blah, 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 blah. And so anyway, that year, Jan won that thing. I came in second fiddle. The next year, Jan nominated me and I went in by acclamation. But that's a little bit further down the road. There is another thing that needs to be talked about here. At this juncture. And that was, you know, if there was another important meeting of VONR besides the first one, you know, if there was the one that started it, it would have had to have been a Saturday night meeting at Kenny Chairs. Now, what happened was this. Here we are sitting around the hospitality room. Everybody's relaxing. We're here with face-to-face Nicotine Anonymous people who were not familiar with the online meetings. JD had his laptop. And we said, well, let's go to a midnight meeting.
Well,
they pulled us out of the hospitality room and put us in a little quieter room where we could all huddle around the laptop. And here we went. Here we had a bunch of folks who had never been to an online meeting brought in cold to the Nicotine Anonymous meeting. They didn't know that they were going 5 minutes before it happened, and we didn't know they were going to be there 5 minutes before it happened. And we brought them into a meeting, and here it was, you know, right on down the schedule, just the way things are. Boom, 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 boom. And it ran as smooth as silk. And we had this guy named Drew, who was worried about cameras in the room, and was going to try to make sure that the World Service people, you know, did something about it. And anyway, he ended up being comic relief. You know, these people saw people in the room who they knew from their local face-to-face meetings, and I mean, it was just like love at first sight. People fell in love with the Washington recovery at that conference. You know, there was a workshop on the thing, and J.D. and myself showing up. Dad was doing a workshop on the thing. Anyway, we managed to undo all the stuff that Kathy had done before, brought in the truth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, anyway, so there I am, and all this sort of stuff went on, and it was a great time. Well, the Sunday after, Sunday evening after this whole thing, Gary and Jamie and myself sat in the hotel room, and I swear it was just like a bunch of 12-year-old boys. You know, we just told corny jokes and laughed. We're at the midnight meeting. We were active. We were just elated. And it was a high like I hadn't had in years. You know, and you go to these conferences, and one of the things that happens is you come out fulfilled but exhausted. You know, it's a weekend of like just drilling through the stuff, and boom, 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 boom. So anyway, that's what happened at that conference, and that was when the Nicotine Anonymous realized we were going to stay, and we got our foot in the door. So that was a big deal, and you know, that Saturday midnight meeting was the thing that did it. That cemented it, along with the workshops and putting the word out. And you know, we took a bunch of agendas. There and handing them out, let people see that we were doing this thing, and the people who are traditions people just really loved it. And anyway, so that was the deal. This was real comfortable, you know. Now the next thing that happened was that after Jenny's thing, we just never had a get together. We all started going to these damn conferences, you know. The next conference was in Ohio, and okay, a couple of things are happening here too during this thing between conferences. One of the things going on is all of a sudden Lobbyville isn't having any meetings. Okay, you know. They're listed at the top of the list, but they're not having any meetings. People are joining over there. And what I did during that period was that I would contact the people and say, hey, well, if you want meetings, come to me. You know, and I don't know. You know, a bunch of people are here because of my wife who did that. Also at this time, you know, Neil and I started growing by leaps and bounds. See, part of the thing, it seems to be that before we had live links, people would copy and paste words to make it seem recovered before they went to something else. And we grew about twice as fast as the other groups. Okay, one of the things that, another one of these things that's a crazy thing that happens with these Yahoo groups. There's this phenomenon called bouncing mail. You know, and what happens is, on April 1st and October 1st, I go in and I clear out the bouncing mail. What this is people who join, maybe their mail account got severed, maybe, you know, the computer broke down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mail account is undeliverable with that. They call it bouncing. Now, you get too many bouncing messages, and it starts screwing up your mail delivery. So, you know, it pays to go in there and clean out periodically. So anyway, I've been doing that on a fairly regular basis. Again, in the last few years, April 1st and October 1st. So anyway, as far as I know, the other Yahoo groups aren't doing it. Okay. That brings us to the next conference, which is in Akron. And I showed up Thursday night, and the first person I ran into in the hall was Jan. Jan said, "Well, I'm going to nominate you," and of course Gary told me this was happening, going to happen. So anyway. I got nominated by acclamation, and I was elected by acclamation. Now, I've got to tell you a little bit about Nicotine Anonymous World Services. You know, I always thought the YMPs were people who really were old-timers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The real truth of the matter is people, we elect three people a year to the board. Okay, that's the elect class. Then the next year they go on to their service year, and then their emeritus year. So we have an election of three people every year. Now, what happens with these three people is that, they're largely volunteer people. You know, if somebody's going to do it and they stand up, usually nobody will run against them. And so it's largely volunteer. Now I want to put out the word here that anybody who wants to participate in Nicotine Anonymous World Services, you know, either on a committee level or an officer level, if you're dedicated, please consider, because it is worth it. It will be something that you will treasure. Okay, having said that, here's the deal. I get elected, all this stuff happens. Well, you know, one of the crazy things that happened along this point, too, is we just kind of gone on. The remarkable thing about UNR is, you know, when things go, it just runs by almost automatically around here. We get people get packed, people chair a while, people volunteer, people do these things, you know, people do a good job, a lot of their service work. They take a year or two off and come back, you know, like Susie do in her, Susie's now a calendar person again. You know, all this sort of stuff just goes on and on and on. Well, eventually what happened during this year was that Kathy took down the lobby building. And, of course, that link became non-used, so we took it down. That left two groups on the Nicotine Anonymous site. Also about this time, one of the things, one of the crazy things that went on was that, like, the people who had been running the Artificial Mackinac had to give up the site. And Kathy became a kind of a babysitter for the Artificial Mackinac. Well, you know, it kind of almost just went away, folks. The board dribbled down to nothing. They weren't doing meetings. They weren't doing anything. And about the same time, Kathy took down her site. She without even asking, made Carol our owner over there. And Carol, I believe, is. Might have made Linda a co-owner. Anyway, made her a superadmin or something. So anyway, we got competition with Artificial Mackinac. Okay. I'm gonna fast forward here. We to a meeting about just about a year ago. We were for the Nicotine Anonymous World Service board meeting. We met in Dallas, and a funny thing happened. I need to backtrack and tell you a little bit about this. When I got elected to the board, Dan shared something with me. Look, John, if you want to push for live links for the Nicotine Anonymous groups or for the online groups, he says it's doable. It's a reach, but it's doable. And so we're sitting there at this board meeting, and one of the board members pipes up and says, "Oh, on these online groups, how come those aren't live links?" Well, I explained to him about the advertisements and all that sort of stuff, and the board just kind of chipped there and said, "Look, you know, that's 10-year-old logic. The world knows that there's advertising on the internet. They know that we can't do a damn thing about those. Let's make them live links." So anyway, we made them live links. Now, finally, that had a funny thing happen, because all of a sudden, Unofficial started being the fastest growing group, not us. And on October 1st, this year, they overtook us because I dumped a bunch of stuff. And so, we are no longer the world's largest group. And that is bragging rights. Now, I'll tell you why that's not important anymore. Because somewhere along the line, this last year, our friend Ailey pushed for this voicesofnicotinerecovery.com. And the first thing that happened was, one of the first things that happened after that, in our email exchanges, came this idea that, like, you know, we got to make, and it was put this way, we got to make VONR put their schedule on the front page. Well, you know, I informed them that because of the characters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that was an impossibility. However, we did have this Unofficial, we did have our Voices of Nicotine Recovery.com. Guess what, people? The board was happy as a big in crap. Anyway, so this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And this was a thing. And Unofficial is a little bit bigger than us now. And guess what I'm going to do about that? It's only bragging rights. But damn it, it's our group, okay? I'm gonna at some point here do a outreach workshop about how we can get more members. We've got a couple of ideas. Some stuff that we did at World Services and the Works Group Club. And it'll do be tradition stuff too. Anyway, so that's the deal. You know, we continue to thrive. The next meeting is going to be the next Oh. Okay, remember I told you about the guy that was all up in arms about having to be invited, and that like he didn't think that that we were truly making these anonymous groups because of it. Well, anyway, we had a board meeting in Long Island, and I stayed at his place. But more importantly, and he's a very nice guy, by the way, once we communicated with him. And a funny thing happened. Now, you know, I was the only guy who showed up at the only one from the group who showed up Ohio when we went to Phoenix. Phoenix, we had about 10 people from DLNR show up at Phoenix. We had about 10 people show up at the next conference in Baltimore. But at this conference in Phoenix, if a few people who were there will look back and you'll remember there was a board member who sat at our table where all of you and our people were sitting. And not only did he sit with us, he put on a foil hat that we taking pictures. Anyway, that person was the one who was so against us, who now was one of our biggest supporters. So, people, we've done well. We're the world's largest nicotine anonymous group. There are two conferences where we've been around 10 people at both conferences. You know, if you look at it, we represent a big portion of Nicotine Anonymous. There's service work out here that can be done at a world service level. And please, people, if you're inclined to do service work on the Nicotine Anonymous World Service Board, I would encourage you to come to Albuquerque. Make yourself available. It is something you will not want to miss. You know, it is the, I'm very happy that I was able to do that. You know, another thing that happened here was that, during my service year, which was a year ago, the first thing that happened was that Nicotine Anonymous. Well, services are now having some of their, at least two of their board meetings here online. That takes away all this travel stuff, the hectic stuff of travel. Of course, you miss the fellowship stuff. But it saves wear and tear and frayed nerves and nine people making travel connections as well as this. And it's just as importantly, for a small fellowship, it saves a lot of money. So we've been having some board meetings online. I feel life has been very good to me, people. I not only was able to chair the first Nicotine Anonymous voice meeting online, I was able to chair the first Nicotine Anonymous board meeting online. And all I can say is, wow, people, and thank you. And if anybody has any questions, I'll answer them. Otherwise, we'll just break into a workshop, in an open mic. Okay, thank you, people, and thank you for my life. Go ahead.